James Stramko here. Today we're going to be chatting to a new friend of mine called Matt Poulsen, who's really going well with Google AdSense, and that's where he's publishing advertisements on his website, which is a relatively passive way to bring in revenue, and he's doing really well with it, which you'll hear on this episode. So I hope you enjoy this.
This is Superfast Business with James Stramko. Helping you build your business super fast.
Matthew, I noticed you posted recently in a community that we're both a member of that you had some success with AdSense, which was, from what I can tell, a very good result. Would you be able to share with us some details about that?
Yeah, I've been doing pretty well with AdSense for the last couple of years. 2012, I made a total of $104,454. And then this month I'll be on track to do about $20,000 just based on the kind of cycle or the seasonality of the type of content sites that I do. So I've been doing pretty well and I'm pretty excited about it and see some opportunities for growth yet after that.
Well, I was excited seeing your results because I have a number of websites and I've never found AdSense to be that effective for me, not the numbers you're getting. And if I cast my mind way back in the beginning of when I went online, I had some exposure to some course that a guy called Michael Chaney put out about AdSense, like 2006 or something. And I was getting some reasonable results then, but then I found other things and I got tied up with affiliate marketing and then creating my own products. What was the main decision for you to stick with this AdSense thing?
Well, about 2007, 2008, I had some personal finance websites that I, you know, had a few thousand hits a day and I was making maybe $1,000 a month from. And I kind of thought, you know, what if I could maximize this as much as possible and it would ramp up the traffic, optimize, you know, the ads just to a crazy level and, you know, really find topics that advertisers really want to bid on. And you know, three, four years later, I've, you know, really ramped up the formula of, you know, page views, click-through rate, and cost per click.
Okay, so it sounds like you've got some kind of framework for things that you measure. You're looking for page views, you're looking for the cost per click. Do you have a process that you go about when you're setting up a new property for AdSense?
Yeah, I've kind of determined where I think the best ad spots are. And I also try to identify kind of a content area that, you know, advertisers really bid on heavily because that'll give you a really high cost per click. So the placements that I do kind of for AdSense, I do try to do a 728 by 90, then in the top right, and then I do a 300 by 250 in the top of the sidebar, and then a 336 by 280 directly below the content. And those three units, I typically get click-through rates of 2.5%, which is pretty good for AdSense, you know, without, you know, the people that are scamming and getting 10%. But for a legitimate click-through rate, that's pretty darn good. You know, you can use the AdWords keyword tool to figure out, you know, kind of topics or keywords that people or advertisers are spending a lot of money on. So then you can write content about those things. And, you know, if those ads show up on your site and people click on them, you know, you can get a pretty high click-through rate or cost per click. And you have, you know, a whole bunch of clicks that adds up pretty quickly.
So, Matthew, do you have to have a lot of sites to make this work, or do you have less sites and a high volume of views? Do you have a particular strategy there?
Yeah. Probably 80% of my revenue comes from three different websites. So it's, you know, the number of websites doesn't matter so much. It's just more of a numbers game of page views and the click-through rate and the cost per click. So if you can get the traffic there and optimize your ads, you can do pretty well if you're writing about, you know, say finance or health or, you know, things that advertisers, there's money in.
So once you've got a good performing site, it's much easier, I guess, just to add more content to an existing site than to go and set up more sites.
I would say so, yes.
Now, in terms of content, that would have to be one of the biggest costs in either dollars or time. Do you do the content yourself or do you have a strategy around this?
I have four or five writers that I hire stuff out to consistently, and I've been working with them for years, and you know, I have a pretty good arrangement with them. I couldn't bring myself to writing content on you know, sites anymore. I don't want to be the worker bee. I want to be the guy, you know, commanding the ship. So I've got people writing for me, and that's been working out pretty well.
That's smart. I guess one of the major appeals is you've got this recurring income that is just dependent on content from one side of it. So we've talked about the on-page stuff. You've talked about some topic selection, some ad layout, some content, the fact that you can have bigger sites and less of them. Let's talk about off-page. Are there things that you're doing to drive traffic to these sites, or are they just getting Google organic traffic?
A lot of it depends on the site. There are, I think, a lot of people that you know have content websites that want to get traffic. They make the mistake of only focusing on you know kind of the main Google search results. I have sites that get just a whole bunch of traffic from Google Video and Bing Video. I've got sites that get traffic from an email newsletter I have. I get sites that get traffic from Twitter and Facebook a little bit. I get have sites that get traffic from you know kind of the Google News and Bing News and sites like that and some of the finance sites. So it's I think the biggest mistake that people make is just focusing solely on you know Google search and kind of ignoring you know all the kind of tangential search engines like YouTube and Google Images and Google News, and there's just plenty of opportunity there. And kind of the pool of people that are competing for those rankings is just so much smaller, and it's just a lot easier to get those placements that you want in some of those other search engines.
You're a man after my own heart. This is part of what I teach, you know, in the race course is to take advantage of those alternative traffic sources. Mm-hmm. So are you having some of these people prepare content to put away from your site, pointing back to your site?
One thing that I'm not very good at is, you know, traditional search engine optimization. I don't do any satellite sites or anything like that. I have just gotten pretty lucky in getting people to link back, and I don't try to game the system too much. It's, you know, hasn't ever worked out well for me before, and I'm not good at it, so I don't do it.
Well, I think you're definitely on the right track there. With the sites that you have, would if someone were to go and look at them, would they think that this is a high quality site? Are we talking like a Huffington Post level of quality, or would they think this is a made for AdSense site?
You know, none of them look like made for AdSense sites. There's, you know, a lot of it is kind of a numbers game and just getting a lot of content out there. You know, certainly there's a different level of quality. You know, some of the sites are a lot better than others.
Give us an idea of volume. Like, can you tell us how big one of the sites might be in terms of the number of index pages or how many page views you'd be getting on a monthly basis?
I have a site that gets about 300,000 page views a month. And in that, I publish several dozen new articles a week. And that's just one of my news websites. And then I have three writers that write on that site.
That is huge. And just by way of comparison, for my listeners, if they're looking at superfastbusiness.com, it gets around about 40,000 page views a month. So that's a lot of traffic. And I'm going to guess that it must be a high volume market.
Yeah, it's actually a political site, political news. So I just have some writers writing 300-400-word posts.
About the ads themselves, are you going for the ads that blend in or ads that stand out, or is there some other method you have?
So what I typically do is I never use a border. I find those don't work too well. It's always just white. And for the heading, I try to do the same color as the links on my site. So if I have blue links in a text, my AdSense link should be blue. The text I always do black or kind of a really dark gray. And then for the link, I just do kind of an accent color on the site. Everything that I've read and everything that I've experienced personally just tells me that you really want them to blend in the site really well. I mean, you don't want them to be hidden, but you want them to kind of use the same look and feel as the site that you've got.
Fantastic. So, Matthew, this is really, really good information. And I'm sure someone listening would, firstly, if they don't know what AdSense is, they're probably going to look it up, but it's putting advertisements on your site and you make more money the more people that click on the ads. What are your thoughts on the content. Is the content supposed to be dull and uninspiring so they click away on the ad, or is it supposed to be really good and engaging so that people share it and bring more people to the site?
You know, I don't think those two concerns are the same thing. I don't know that the level of quality of the content has a huge click-through or effect on the click-through rating. I think if the ads are interesting to the user, they're going to click on them regardless of the quality of content. I mean, obviously, the better you can do for quality, I think, is, you know, what you want to do for the long term, because, you know, Google will eventually figure out that you have a really crappy, low-quality content site and find a way to screw you over in the rankings one way or another. So, you know, I try to shoot for, you know, based on the money that I can afford to spend, what's the best content I can get.
It seems like you have a pretty good strategy for multiple traffic sources. Did you have any impact with the change in Google algorithms last year with Panda or Penguin?
Panda was, well, let me tell you a story. I was like December 2010, January 2011, kind of before that, I was Audible.com, one of their top affiliates. I was getting $7,000 a month in affiliate checks from them alone. I was sending hundreds of free trials to them, you know, every month. Then now, and the strategy I was using is I created basically a press release for every single audiobook they had in their website, and I sent it out kind of through to my different websites. And then when the Google Panda update came, they decided, you know, those articles were, you know, very similar and still quality content. So whatever, hit the algorithm, and, you know, that revenue dried up overnight. So I lost about $7,000 a month in revenue just overnight when that first, you know, Panda 1.0 hit. So that that really caused me to reevaluate my strategies and what I was doing, and, you know, help, you know, said, you know, said, when I build this back up, I better do it in a way that's, you know, diversified, not just dependent on, you know, this one search engine ranking.
Do you start with brand new domains, or do you buy expired domains or secondhand sites?
So I have a mix of each. If I'm going to do a new site, you know, I'll usually just buy the domain. You know, I'm kind of in for the long haul, unless I see a, you know, domain on Flipper or somewhere else that works, or there's a domain that I want that somebody else has, I might try to buy it. And then I don't have too many secondhand sites. I bought a few of them from a guy that I knew that was doing similar stuff than I was, and he wanted to get out of the business. So I bought his sites for $10,000, you know, I think maybe about 7 or 8 months ago. And those I've made some money just selling, you know, AdSense on, and then I've sold a few links on them, and there's always good money in that too.
How do you sell the links?
So typically what happens is if you have enough websites and you have a contact form on the websites, people will email you and ask to buy links on your sites. The best way to do that without, you know, kind of running afoul of Google's algorithms is to, to sell somebody what's called a sponsored post. So they might write an article, you might write an article, and just include a few links back to their site. And, you know, depending on the quality of your site, you can charge anywhere from $50 to $250. Depending on the sites, most of my sites are about $100 to do a sponsored post on. But there's some good money in that. I consistently make $4,000 to $5,000 a month just doing those.
I'm really fascinated with the AdSense thing, because it's not really requiring too much from you once you start doing it. Do you continually optimize? I mean, it sounds like you're very good at the conversion side of this.
Yep. Let's step back a minute for talk about the selling the links thing one more time. One tip that I would suggest to anybody that wants to do that well and has a bunch of sites is to maintain a list of advertisers and just email them every month saying, hey, if you want to do a sponsored post, here's my list of sites. Get in touch if you're interested, because chances are the people that are emailing you work for SEO, you know, companies, and they always have new clients and they always want to do new ads. So if you can maintain that list and kind of just send them a marketing email on a monthly basis, you know, you can typically sell, you know, several links from that. And I have a list of 300 or 400 advertisers now, and I do pretty well with that. So that's my tip for that.
Nice. Well, my side tip to that is put them on a recurring subscription.
Yes.
just make the sale once and get paid over and over again. And I've built an entire business on that model. So it's a great suggestion. Well, tremendous value here. So if you're in my situation, and let's say I've got a couple of sites that have great domain names, they've got multiple traffic links, they're not in any trouble with Google, and I wanted to really increase my AdSense revenue. I do have AdSense on a lot of my sites just as a barometer to see what's changing the market and to get a feel for which offers convert. What would be the little checklist of things that I could do going to my site to make them perform better with AdSense without doing much else other than changing the way that it's laid out?
Okay. So one thing that you can do, a couple of things you can do with your AdSense is you can specify in a JavaScript, you can specify a custom channel. So you could do a custom channel for each category on your website. So you could see, you know, are articles about this or this making, you know, more money than others. So you could see, you know, by creating those custom channels, you can see the cost per click on like any specific article or any specific category on your website. So that will, you know, help you kind of figure out what direction you should go for content. And then the other thing is just to really optimize your ad units. And you can do three on a page. You know, if you go back earlier in the interview, I kind of told you what I do. One of my websites that I'll tell you that kind of uses the layout that I like to do. Let me think of one quick. Is healthaim.com. So the word healthaim.com. And then you can kind of see what I do and what works for me. The other thing that I do is, you know, AdSense aren't the only units on my page. I also try to do some cost per view or CPM ads or display ads. The network I've had pretty good luck with is Tribal Fusion. So I'll do three AdSense ads and three ads for Tribal Fusion. And, you know, between those two, I can easily make $20-$25 for every 1,000 page views.
Fantastic. Well, you know, this is just really generous. When I first spoke to you about having this call, you said you don't have anything to promote, and that was very kind. But it turns out you do actually help people if they want some consulting to help optimize their own sites. Where can they go and have a look at that?
Sure. So I do a little bit of ASP.NET web development consulting. I can do some WordPress stuff too if you need me to. I can also take a look at your AdSense stuff if you want me to. My website is mattpaulson.com, mattpaulson.com. And then my email is just matt@mattpaulson.com. And I'm on Twitter. My ID is MatthewDP. So Matthew and then D as in dog and P as in pony. So feel free to get in touch in any way that you want to.
Matt, thanks so much for sharing this, and I'm sure listeners have got a lot of value from it. They'll probably ask a few questions where we post this interview, so it might be worth checking out a couple of the questions. And I hope you have a fantastic year this year with AdSense, and it sounds like you're on a winning formula.
Awesome. Thanks, James.
So there you go. Matt has given us some fantastic information around AdSense. Very generous talking about ad placements, how to get some revenue from non-AdSense sources as well. He's even given an example site, which was just so generous. If you've got any questions or comments, please post them right where this interview is posted. And it is my pleasure to be able to bring to you people who are really getting great results but may not be famous and they're not on the typical guru soapbox. So thank you so much for listening. If you would be able to go to iTunes and leave a nice comment on Superfast Business Podcast, that would be also really appreciated.
Discover how to build your business
super fast.
Check out superfastbusiness.com.